This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on and happening. We do this every Sunday on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. You can find us at robertscottbell.com. There's also a listen link and a live chat room if you want to join in. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just 2 hours on a Sunday. So thank you all for being here. We got a lot to do today, including if you missed my interview last week with Dr. Simone Gold, one of the America's frontline doctors. Second hour of the show, you will be introduced to an interview like none other of Dr. Gold as she's heading in to serve a 60-day sentence. I think it's a travesty, but she's going in. Maybe she'll write a book. But that's what's coming up next hour. What's coming up now is shocking monkeypox screw-ups. Super Don, what? This is a headline. Shocking monkeypox screw-up means we need to admit we now face two pandemics. No, we don't.
We blew it, man. We blew it again.
No.
Yeah, I can't believe that we blew it again.
We did not.
Yes. No. According to this, coming from Yahoo News, they say, we blew our chance to quickly contain monkeypox. Now, the dangerous virus is spreading fast all over the world. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to draw a parallel between the monkeypox and the coronavirus. And they're saying, you know what? We saw it coming. Yeah. We knew it was coming. But, you know, you guys in government, you just, you know, just screwed the pooch again. And now we have another pandemic.
Where's the critical thinking on this? The same health experts that agree are the same morons that got everything wrong during COVID. Who listens to these people? Who thinks they actually know what they're talking about? Quote from James Lawler, an infectious disease expert and a colleague of Wiley at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, talking to the Daily Beast of all those liberal rags that don't ask serious questions of health experts. They say, we are in uncharted territory with this outbreak and still early in the event. What?
Hmm. Well, he is a colleague of Wile E. Coyote, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He must be. He's a cartoon character.
He's a super genius.
Unbelievable. Dude, Super D, I'm just so, to say I'm so over it, and I know many of you are as well, but here they are desperately clinging to and trying to hold on to the power that they've enjoyed during our fear of COVID. They want to say fear of monkeypox. This is the way we can maintain our power.
Here's what I think is an interesting question. Maybe you have an answer for this. With the whole coronavirus, the COVID thing that was going on, there was a lot. I mean, it was like this mystery thing that people had never heard of before. You know, what was it called before coronavirus? I can't remember. There was a name for it. COVID-19. COVID-19, that's what it was.
China.
So it had this name. It sounded kind of, you know, like weird and stuff. Now, monkeypox. Monkeypox sounds kind of fun, right? Everybody loves monkeys. But it is, to be being serious though.
Yeah.
We know about monkeypox. It's a thing. It's been out there. It's been traveling around. I know that they say you're racist if you refer to it being in Africa, even though it's true.
How does anybody know the race of a monkey anyway?
I know. But just because something started in Africa does not mean that it's racist to point out the fact that it started in Africa. But in any case, we know about it. It's a real disease. It's a real thing that we has been around for a long time. So is it really super far-fetched that monkeypox could become a legitimate pandemic? I mean, is that like out of the realm of possibility?
Yes.
Why?
Because there are specific circumstances that need to arise in a given or area. Again, we go to the terrain and we say, what kind of deficiencies are prevalent in a particular area, usually equatorial, high heat, humidity regions of the planet. And there are, of course, also issues of sanitation, sewage hygiene, all the basics of the terrain that could manifest as what they call a viral outbreak. Super D, I got to dispute the whole idea because in this article they say the virus, which causes a rash and fever, can be fatal in a very small percentage of cases.
It's very rare. It's very rare for it to be fatal. Mostly people would get a rash and a fever and feel like crap for a little bit.
But you miss what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
The virus doesn't cause the rash. The virus doesn't cause
Oh, okay. I get it. We went through this with the coronavirus situation. And I understand where you're coming from. But what I'm saying is, look, the population in general, we know, based on science and science that we agree with, that people's health sucks.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so if you've got a large amount of people that are eating crap and their health sucks, that's going to make them susceptible to getting sick.
No, but
right?
most of those people died during COVID. So,
okay, but of the remaining people that still have lousy health,
they're not that bad relative to what those who were so vulnerable were taken out by the COVID scenario. I get what you're saying.
So what you're saying is all of the sick people are dead, and the only people that are left are healthy people?
Well, healthier people. Let's just say that healthier.
Okay, but healthy enough to resist getting sick?
Smallpox, yeah, or cowpox, or monkeypox, yeah. Specifically, I'm telling you that this is something that is so far fetched, it's so sci-fi that if they indeed manifest the so-called rashes, everyone call it monkeypox, I'm going to dispute the cause. I'm going to say you guys are making that stuff up.
Well, you know what the official story is on this, right? On how it spread?
Yeah, butt monkeys.
No.
No.
Monkeys flying out of my butt. That's a Wayne's World thing.
Yeah.
No, the story that I read, and this was early on, was that there was some kind of really high society party, rave thing that was going on in some African country or nearby or whatever, you know, where this is something that can happen, I think. Mm-hmm. And so what happened is you had a lot of people that traveled to go to this major international rave party thing, and then they all went home.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, let's pause there for a moment and say, what did they do at a rave? What do you do at a rave?
Drugs.
A lot of immunosuppressant drugs.
Sex.
Probably a lot of, let's say...
Unprotected sex.
And then you manifest all kinds of symptoms of skin eruptions, for instance. Now, this begs the question, is it the virus or is it the immune collapse? Is it the virus or is it the drugs that suppress the immune system? So you have, once again, a toxicological burden suppressing immune response that manifests as a skin thing. And they're going to tell us it's monkeypox. How will they know? Well, it'll be a PCR test. Once again. PCR shows that
it looks like monkeypox?
Yeah, there's so many things that look like monkeypox rashes. So this is, again, straining credulity. But, again, our population, our global population that still worships at the feet of allopathic medical doctors and so-called scientists will believe anything they're told if there's a test to back it up. Because you point out, it looks like it. Is that enough for you, Super D? Or do you go, oh, no, I need a validation?
Well, no. Is that the only way that you can test for monkeypox is a PCR test?
You tell me how they're going to do it. You look it
I
up
don't
right
know.
Now. Well, no, look it up right now. How are they going to test for monkeypox? What's going to be the magic? Here's the thing. We found it. This is the isolation. This is the matchup. And then, again, at the same time, we look at the terrain, the immune system dysfunction. We know we don't look at that. No. We got to usher in experimental vaccines. We've got to shut down, lockdown. Even though it's not a breathable offense per se, like they claimed the COVID was, they'll say you need to wear a mask again. You know, and I make jokes, but not jokes about, you know, the so-called sexual practices that are unhygienic, resulting in various skin conditions, rashes, etc. May or may not be what they call monkeypox. But the point is, we never can take responsibility for our behavior, or actions, and immune system. We've got to look to modern Americanus, Bubicanus, Scientificus, or Internationalists that will be a magic vaccine or a magic antiviral drug like Paxlovid. which will destroy a lot of other things within the system, including kidneys as well, like remdesivir. So, Super D, I'm just saying that this, to me, spells scam all over again, and they're just looking to maintain their stranglehold grip on power that they're losing because people are no longer afraid. What are they going to do? Will the cowpox, will the smallpox, will the monkeypox, will the chickenpox, whatever pox, is that going to be enough, or will it have to be Marburg and Ebola? Which, by the way, both of those will respond very well to selenium supplementation and completely reverse it. And silver, of course, and other things. Treatment? No. Not unless it's a new drug that we can, mark up 1,000,000%. Or a vaccine that we can get on the schedule for an emergency use authorization, which they'll likely try and do again. So, Super D, this is where I'm at. I don't think it's cynical. Yes, it's skeptical, but the reality is what they're trying to do is pull another one over, pull a fast one over on us again, because you know they've gained so much power that they don't want to relinquish. The only way they can maintain it or even make it stronger is to bring something scarier and scarier. And if the monkeypox doesn't work, it'll be something else until we go, ha, 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 you guys are butt ugly and naked, and you do not know what you're talking about. So, no, I don't hold a lot of credence to the claims. The screw up. Oh, we didn't shut down and lock down. No, you didn't stop. Oh, here's something popular because the media is so bending over backwards. No puns intended here to please the LGBTQ every community.
Okay, now I get the joke.
Yes,
that's terrible.
I know it's terrible, but I got to say it like this. It's like, well, if they wanted to call out the so-called perpetrators of what they're proclaiming to be a smallpox monkeypox outbreak. Call out the people who are engaged in those practices. Those would be gay men, primarily. Not everyone, but the point is they can't do it. Even if they mention and acknowledge it, you want to stop it? Oh, no. We've got to shut down every person, heterosexual, that doesn't engage in that practice. Because some people do. Do you follow me? This is what they did in COVID. They shut down all the healthy people, asymptomatic, because they tested positive on a bogus COVID test, which is not a COVID test, PCR. Shut everybody down. All right? You want to put the people at risk and acknowledge their risk and say, hey, stop doing that? Or if we can't say stop doing that, then you're the people we're going to, here, you people get to quarantine. Because you're engaging.
Who are you calling you people?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying here. They're not calling out what the real issue is. Things that you engage in that would destroy normal immune functions. We're going to take a break right now that I've ticked off some of the community. I don't know who I've ticked off. But it's radio today. And we'll be back. We may talk more about this, but I think I got to talk about the female of the species. Changes, menstrual changes. After the jab. Coming up after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, if you only knew what happened on the commercial break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but in order to do so, you have to become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, come on over to robertscottbell.com, and you can do that. We do monthly AMAs, Ask Me Anythings via Zoom, so we can see one another. It's great. I do a lot of giveaways because we have generous sponsors that help us out and support you and send lots of gifts that well outweigh most of you that are supporting us, and we appreciate it any way you can. Even just sharing the show is great. One of the things I brought up early on in the COVID craziness after the jabs were released, and Superdome, you'll remember this, we actually even interviewed on this show, on one of, I think it was one of our Sunday broadcasts on GCN, a woman named Michelle who's a nurse fertility specialist. She actually works in fertility clinics, and she revealed really strange anomalies that were manifesting with the eggs and the sperm, the donation, then they were trying to, you know, set up in fertility clinics, IVF, et cetera. She said there's things that were happening that never happened or rarely happened that suddenly were exploding in these clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of alerts that said, hey, this COVID jab, mRNA particularly, could be impacting the female cycle, which could be impacting what?
Fertility. Now, those alerts, let's go back and remember how this unfolded. Mm-hmm. At first, people were talking about it. It was only within certain circles did you see, or certain outlets where you saw these things being talked about. And they were the ones that most of the experts would have said, oh, that's fake news,
right?
That's conspiracy theories, yada, yada, yada. Then what happened was enough people came forward talking about this where they couldn't ignore it anymore. So then it became, well, yes, it seems like there might be some slight changes or some things, but it's nothing to worry about. And it resolves itself within a short period of time. Just move along. Nothing.
You tell me, Super D, if we had a homeopathic remedy or an herb that was on the market, that, and women were reporting menstrual changes, abnormal breakthrough bleeding, menopausal women suddenly bleeding, being around other people that got the jab and their cycle started just out of nowhere. And you tell me that they would go, oh, it's nothing to see, move along.
Gorskys of the world would write lots of blog posts there.
Yes. So look at this article from NBC News, and this is being picked up by a lot of news outlets. Menstrual changes, now they're admitting, after COVID vaccines, they're not vaccines, maybe more far more common than previously known. Well, had they listened to this show and talked to people, they would know. And this study found that 42% of people with regular menstrual cycles said they bled more heavily than usual after their COVID jab. And now they're not talking about people around the COVID jab people. They're talking about people that actually got the jab. 42%. How do you dismiss that and go, oh, that's nothing to see here. It's not a big deal. You change a menstrual cycle in someone who's regular, and you say that's not a big deal. Remember at the early phases of these trials to get this as an emergency use authorization jab, they didn't even put the parameters in there to monitor women's cycles.
No. No. And, you know, in addition, Robert, to the people that found that their menstrual cycle was heavier than normal, you had the non-menstruating people. They show here that those post-menopause or those with certain contraceptives that keep them from having... They had breakthrough and unexpected bleeding
and we talked
after
about
their COVID
right
shots.
Away. Yeah.
That to me is even more bizarre.
Dismiss, nothing to see here. Just take the jab and shut up. This included 39,000 people in the survey, 18 to 80 years old, fully jabbed and had not gotten COVID according to what they said. What do you do? You get a survey like this, a 42% response, and you tell me there's nothing to see here, move along, and then we go into issues of fertility. More miscarriages than ever, failures in in vitro fertilization clinics, having talked to, again, nurses, and I've, you know, continued to meet with these nurses. That hasn't changed. And then what am I left to conclude? The people behind the shot, the jab, and all of those who are programmed to believe anything they hear from Fauci, WHO, CDC, etc., they are looking away while the destruction of the human species' ability to procreate is manifesting right before their eyes. I'm telling you, if there was a new drug on the market, let's say outside of the COVID controversy, there's a new drug for, I don't know, name the disease. And it's like, oh, it could be a breakthrough. And then in the clinical trials, whether it's phase 1, 2, or 3, they suddenly find out that 42% of the women are experiencing strange menstrual anomalies. Do you think the FDA would look the other way and go, yeah, no, that's fine. Go ahead and approve it. No, but in the era of COVID crazy jabs and drugs, it's like anything that's an effect that they normally would go, yeah, that's an alarm bell. You need to go back to the drawing board. They're like, nah, nothing to see here. We'll go ahead and put it on as an EUA. Tell me I'm not exaggerating a little bit, not even a little, on what's happening here.
Well, and you know, then the question, you know, in this particular article, they point out that it was happening more than people realize. But still, why is nobody looking at this and going, that's a problem?
Well, that's the point.
They more or less treat it like, oh, well, you know, I'm sorry that you had you haven't had a period
in
15 years and you suddenly got one, but it's nothing to worry about.
You guys, send RSB into 22828. Text RSB, my initials, to 22828 and get the newsletter from Superdon. We'll be right back with more toxicological discussions about your health and what to do about it.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News update. The suspect accused of shooting two Orlando police officers is dead.
Police department sources say the suspect, 28-year-old Dalton Esvio, was fatally shot during a shootout with SWAT officers at a hotel in the city's tourist district. The two officers were shot around 11 p.m. Friday during a routine traffic stop in downtown Orlando. Both are expected to recover.
Jim Forbes reporting. Millions of Americans are under threat of severe weather this Sunday as waves of heavy thunderstorms are forecast to blow across the Central Plains and Ohio Valley. Tornadoes were reported yesterday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. Forecasters say there could be an even higher risk of tornadoes today as a storm system moves farther east. Severe thunderstorms could blast St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Nashville. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Once again, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Share the show. Tell your friends. Look, we have done this show. I've done this show for 23 years. It used to be called Jumpstart Your Health when I started on radio in 1999. And Super Don joined me about 16 or so years ago at our previous syndicator.
17.
17 now? Good yes. Lord, you're making me old. It's like thinking about how many years I've been married. It's like 28 years. I think I'm like, it's half of my life I've been married now. How did that happen? And you know, you've run out those numbers, and the number's going to go, wow, that's crazy. Wow, look at that. I'm going to be married more than I've been half of my life. Anyway, but it's good. It's good. We have some good celebration. So PFAS contamination is worse than you thought. Now, what are we talking about here? Last segment, the segment before, and even off the air, I kept talking about toxicological burdens weakening immune response or any other metabolic function of the cell. The Alliance for Natural Health has a great article about these forever chemicals added to many consumer products intentionally or even inadvertently contaminated. We see it in drinking water. It's all over your face if you use cosmetics and you're not aware of what's in them, if they're not listing them. There's so many things. Coatings, lubricants used in factories contain PFAS, transferred into the products made in that facility, even if they're not listed as an ingredient. They're used in slip agents, mass products that slide easily out of the molds that they're made in. And those can leach as well when you touch them, when you work around them, when you open a package. And, you know, if it were one time, once in a while, you interacted with this, yeah, you could argue it's not such a big deal. But can you argue that when it's everywhere, everything, all the time? It's like that. You still haven't seen that multiverse movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, with, I forget, Bai Ling or whatever his name is, that Asian actor. She's a karate or you know, martial arts expert. That was the wildest, wackiest. It was better than the Marvel version of their thing. But Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is what we're talking about here with the PFASs and how they are impacting cellular function and metabolism. And, of course, many of you are aware of the alteration of the endocrine system. Now, we just came out of a segment talking about the COVID jabs, 42% claiming that their periods that were regular became irregular or heavy or something was changed. And it was significant that they were able to, you know, remark about it. And then, as Super Don said, where he's like, just like, this is the craziest thing ever. Women who have stopped cycling altogether, I mean, 10, 15 years into menopause, suddenly start bleeding. You're like, now you pay attention to it. But this has been going on ever since I became a homeopath and before it. Aberrant female-specific issues, cycles that are irregular, long, bleeding, breakthrough bleeding, etc. That's not new, so we have to say, yes, before the era of COVID jabs, this was a problem. But in the case of the COVID jabs, they asked the women who were pretty regular about their experience. So we're adding, I don't know, fuel to the fire, fuel to the endocrine fire here. And so there are so many things that are related and associated with the PFAS. But once again, the EPA, which I know that leftist environmentalist communists are freaking out over the Supreme Court decision saying, oh, my gosh, Trump Republicans won. The planet we're all going to die. And I'm telling you, the EPA is a bought and sold organization. It is captured. And they have done a horrible job in protecting us from toxic poisons put out by multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, because those corporations basically have captured the EPA. And if we had the ability to protect our own private property, whether it be our home or land or our bodies, they would be much less likely to poison the planet with this stuff, because they would be subject to many suits. And they would be either driven out of business or their practices would change and say, you know what, we got to stop working with the PFAS stuff because the cost is too high. We cannot justify defending against all these lawsuits. So here in the article, it acknowledges what I just said. The EPA is doing next to nothing to protect consumers, and PFASs are largely unregulated in the U.S. Now, am I calling for a stronger EPA? No, I'm not. I'm acknowledging that the ignorance of the people, the public, the people that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, their willingness to blindly expose themselves in food, water, air, products, external and internal, has created a scenario where then we're coming in and Super Don, they're going, oh my gosh, it's the EPA's fault. They screwed it up. It's Reagan or it's whatever. Any Republican, they want to claim it, despite the fact that Dems are like as big on polluting as anybody.
Where's been the outcry on the Democratic side, let Correct. Alone the Republican side on any of this stuff?
Nothing.
And you know what? I'm going to give people in general a little bit of a pass on this. Okay. Because for the most part, it's not like when these products come out and people use them and they get their receipt from the person at the cash register and they, you know, they hold it in their mouth while they're putting their groceries in the car, something like that.
Yeah.
People didn't know. People, you know, I mean, it's not like they came out and said, by the way, we just want to let you know BPA.
So why are you giving whatever. Them a pass? That's my point, is that they didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I misunderstood. But, you know, it's like the public got hoodwinked. And you know, if you follow the trail, the paper trail on these things, where we're talking about PFAS or BPA or you know, whatever, you know, at some point somebody had to approve this crap. And the thing is, you know, most of the stuff that these scientists, they come out with, it's just like when we talk about the approval process of drugs or vaccines. You know, it's like, well, we tested this for 3.5 weeks. And everything looks good. Approve it, please. And they go, okay.
If only, Super D, we can improve the and budget up the EPA. Then we'd be all good. The FDA, too, while we're at it.
It's an interesting conundrum, though. But I mean, think about it. If you're a company and you're creating a product and somebody says, okay, well, we're going to have to test your product for 20 years before we allow it to be on the market, nobody's going to make that product. Because they're not, I mean, who's going to invest? You know, in testing for 20 years, right? But, it's all about money, right? Yeah, it's all about getting it approved and making that money.
But if you can get it approved by an agency that's been captured, and then you have plausible deniability, say, well, it's approved by the
government. It was approved. Government. They approved it.
They approved it.
They said it was okay. Yeah. By that time, it's been, like with the PFAS, it's been however long. How long have PFAS been around? Been a while. Yeah. Right?
Too long at this point.
Decades later, people are, by the way, our bad, we didn't know that this is now, you know, causing people to die.
Well, and add into the mix the pesticides. The Alliance for Natural Health talk about the pesticides' impact on the microbiome. We got another level of destruction. And by the way, the microbiome is key as well for endocrine function, for hormonal normalization. And here we have all the things, a bunch of bullets that are listed here for human physiology. How critical is the microbiome, and how bad is it when it's corrupted by pesticides, or PFAS for that matter, AFAS, stimulating the immune system development and homeostasis? Microbiome. Maintaining the integrity of the gut barrier, microbiome. Retrieving otherwise inaccessible nutrients from the diet, microbiome. Synthesizing essential vitamins and neurotransmitters, microbiome. Altering the production of intestinal hormones. Oh, we got an endocrine thing, microbiome. Stimulating bone density and participating in both drug biotransformation and toxicant excretion. And all of these things are destroyed by pesticides, even in minute levels. And it's not just one, it's a million things.
Well, and this, dude, this reminds me of last week. There was an article talking about how they took urine samples of people across America, and they found that 80% of people in this country have glyphosate in their urine.
Yeah. Yeah.
80%.
I got to talk about to the urine therapy people about drinking that. arsenic, triclosan, PCBs, organophosphate pesticides all alter the gut microbiome. And the organophosphates are the most common exposures, 70% of all pesticides. And we talk about herbicides and fungicides, but the pesticides are interesting because we have a nice option here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, don't we? We got the thing. We got the solution. We don't need the EPA, even though the EPA has approved this. Dilimining from the orange peel, from the citrus peel. Orange Guard is available in Ace Hardware stores everywhere. You can buy it direct by going to orangeguard.com. This safe pesticide, the plants use it as a pesticide, is so safe that I drank it on the air. Not a glyphosate, but Orange Guard. And I'm not recommending it. It tastes kind of nasty, but it's not meant to be consumed. But the point is, it is safe to do. Spray around kids, pets, etc. OMRI certified, OMRI listed for organic agriculture. And so orangeguard.com is something like, you can reduce your exposure to these things. And unfortunately, many neighbors, your neighbors are still using Roundup. How do you delicately handle that? Can you talk to them and say you're causing yourself cancer and you're destroying the environment? And they don't know. Still, they don't know. There are people that don't know, to your point, Super D. How long can ignorance be excused? I think that there's no way you, can avoid knowing at this point when you got mainstream news articles as well covering this. How about this from Medical Express? Chemical cocktails cause health risks for children and adults.
Dude, this is a crazy, thing. They took, this was in Europe. European adults and children. They tested a bunch of them. They found 136 chemicals were identified in adults and 84 were found with children. And they're all connected. They're all mixed together, all these different chemicals. And they were talking about phthalates, flame retardants, pesticides, PFAS, cadmium, and UV filters, which is in sunscreen lotions.
Wow.
All mixed together. Now, you know what? These things are dangerous by themselves.
Yeah. Hasn't this been my point for years? It's not one thing once in a while. It's thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of things all the time, and that might add up. And the fact is, as you point out, they never tested all these chemicals together. It was about one thing at a time. And
they're bad enough by themselves.
Right.
Let's put them all together. What's happening here?
Yeah. What's the 1 + 1 equal? 100,000. The European Commission is going to introduce a mixture assessment factor to enable the consideration of mixture risk already during the registration authorization of individual chemicals. See, that seems to be more logical when you're actually throwing out in the world where you already have thousands or hundreds of thousands, as I said, untold number of these chemical compounds already there, and they don't consider that. They're like, well, we tested it on its own. It's like, that's not real world at all.
This is terrible, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just surrounded by this stuff, and I think everybody kind of knows that already.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do you do? Live in a cave?
No, I'm going to tell you what you can do, a new thing that we're going to be introducing this very night, tonight at midnight. You're going to start having access to something that I think is going to help a lot of us, a lot of people, a lot of us. And it's helping me. I'm already utilizing it. And we'll talk about it on the next segment a little bit before we get into a very disgusting topic that Super Don wants me to talk about. I don't know why.
More disgusting than PFAs?
No, not really. I'm teasing, of course. But,
oh, okay.
The reality is I want you to have options for all the things we've just discussed. So we're going to go through some. In fact, I'll mention a couple of them now before the break. We've been advocates for selenium forever. Whole food selenium that you can get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. 100% whole food selenium. Why? Because it's the liver. It's the glutathione peroxidase conversion. And all of this to detoxify and work as antioxidants in the body. It's the molecular hydrogen water you drink from Echo Water Synergy Science. All these things, banners up at the Robert Scott Bell website, robertscottbell.com. These things are there to counteract these toxic poisons and help usher them out of the body. And we're going to introduce you briefly, your sneak preview, on something new and so simple. Even a Super Don can do it. After this, we'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Scott Bell Show. Well, if you missed it on Friday's broadcast, Super Don shared pictures of his garden. He's got tomatoes coming in. He's got squashes coming in. It's awesome. We were joined by our friend Marjorie Wildcraft, who at rsvfood.com has been providing education to get everybody started, even if they think they can't. Because Super Don can do it. Everybody can do it. I'm teasing Super Don.
I know. I was the butt of your jokes for a long time, right? Yeah. About... Because I think in the title of the Marjorie Wildcraft thing, it's like, you know, how to grow food in a grid down situation, even if you have no experience or you're out of shape.
Yeah.
And so you just replace that if you're Super Don.
Yeah.
And which I really appreciated that. That was, yeah. That made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. So, I ended up doing it and it's doing really well. You know, I sent you a picture yesterday.
Yeah.
Of tiny little tomatoes.
They're starting.
They're coming in, so I'm really excited about that. That's cool.
No, you're doing great. And to me, that's what it means to be a living example, especially with what Marjorie has brought to us with the webinar she's doing and the free information you can access by going to rsbfood.com. Don't wait till you're hungry to grow food, and you can do it. And we say this because Super D, I was harassing him all the time. It's like, just use the thing. You move in a place, you've got raised beds, use the business. And he said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And it finally happened. And he's growing stuff, and it's awesome, and you're actually enjoying it. You're actually finding it a little bit therapeutic. Yeah.
It's
wonderful to see. So I'm glad about that. Now, I wanted to talk to you about not only using the Orange Guard as a safe mechanism so you're not poisoning your food or your body when you eat the food,
right. But
how do we detoxify from a lot of environmental toxic poisons and heavy metals? We've talked about the controversies of zeolite over the years. And the reason why I haven't dove headfirst into zeolites is because they also are toxic. They carry with them any heavy metals that they bound from the environment. But there are now ways to clean the zeolite, to remove those heavy metal elements that you don't want. Put it into colloidal suspension. Deliver it in a tasteless, odorless water that you can spray in your mouth 4 sprays 3 times a day to begin the process of detoxification or accelerate it if you've already been doing other things. This is the simplest thing to add into the mix. And as of tonight at midnight, I believe you'll be able to access this. And it's called Pure Body Extra Advanced Detox. Advanced daily cellular detox right here. I'm holding in my hand and you're going to be able to get this for $5, free shipping, but it's only going to be available from tonight until Sunday, a week from today. There it is. Heavy Metal Detox offer, $5 for the first bottle, free shipping. And you're want to get, you're probably going to, I think you're going to want to stay on it when you see what this is doing. So this is the sneakiest sneak preview. I wasn't planning to do it, but because of all of these articles about toxic poisons, I want to give you a leg up. And for people that say, oh, it's too hard to do this, it's too hard to do that, it's too hard to, no, it is not too hard to spray 4 sprays 3 times a day in your mouth. Tastes like water. It's like a colloidal suspension. It is a colloidal suspension of zeolites that are clean and safe and that I'm using. And Super Don's going to be giving to his grandkids that are on the spectrum, 2 of them, right?
I've heard great stories of people with kids on the spectrum that have seen improvement.
Yeah. Be the first to get it. Sign up for the newsletter. Text RSB to 22828 or just come on over to robertscottbell.com and sign up for the newsletter. Super Don will make sure you have that.
Email will be going out tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So
$5 free shipping to get started. Nothing like that. That's amazing. All right. Finally, the Super Don story of the day. Apparently, armpit hair is back, whether you like it or not. I'm like, dude, I never shaved my armpits. Did you? I don't know what we're talking about.
No.
I never went away.
This is the females, apparently. Certain ones, anyway.
Wait a second. Are they allowed to?
That they are going to...
there's a picture you're showing for those watching. Are you allowed to actually declare that females are different than males now? Is that suddenly something that you're allowed to do?
I dare anybody to try and keep me from doing that.
Okay. So
I'm sorry.
Is armpit hair coming back, but the idea that females are females and males are males is back?
Well, whatever. Okay. In this particular article, they have pictures of females, and this is not an adult-only thing. This is the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
That now they're not shaving their armpits. And so armpit hair apparently is becoming a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was reminded this morning by my wife that she does not have hairy armpits, but she pointed out the fact, just playing devil's advocate like I do like to do, that this country that we're in right now is one of the few where that is something that is seen as unpleasant or
unattractive.
Slightly.
The razor blade companies did a great job of marketing this, had they not, to the women of
I suppose
the
so. But well, I don't find that attractive at all.
No, we're programmed to believe things and see things certain ways, but we're out of time here, hour one. Dr. Simone Gold comes up in hour two. I'm not going to ask her about hairy armpits, I promise. But y'all check this out. And probably it's going to be a poll question from Super Don. I just have a feeling about that. So sign up for the newsletter. And we'll be back in just a moment because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.